stepped out to get some water, which I had forgotten, I was delighted to see that somebody has started the coffee. So that's the first piece of good news. I recently got a call from my dad, which is probably about half the calls I get from my dad. It'll be familiar to some of you. It was regarding one of the main roles that I have as the son of a mostly independent senior. He needed help with the problem he was having with the computer. You got it. I imagine quite a few of us have been on one end or the other of that kind of phone call. For all the convenience and usefulness of a computer in our lives, they also create problems, right? It's the nature of change, and it's the nature of technology, it seems. Even if it's supposed to be a positive change, new ways of doing things that should make things easier often bring new challenges and problems to solve. The problem, of course, when my dad calls me up with one of these issues, is I can't see what he sees on his screen. I often find myself saying, so what does it say about blank? Or click the button that says blank. And he'll often say, it doesn't say anything like that. Or I can't see a button that says that. Sound familiar? Yeah. This is the typical point at which we have reached an impasse and we are stuck because I can't see what he's looking at. But the very machine that causes us this problem has also given us a solution. Here's your practical IT tip for the week, if you didn't already know it. A tip we learned from the pros. We use video conferencing so he can share his screen with me and I can now see what he sees. So if you figured out how to use Zoom or one of the other similar programs, this might help you. It gets us on the same page, so to speak, or the same screen, actually. And now I can see what he sees. That change in our perspective allows us to work on the issue together. And most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, we can fix it. Perspective and insight are a big part of dealing with change. Even embracing change. Now, in the case of many of the changes that we experience and struggle with, it's an internal transformation of perspective and insight that can help us accept the change and carry on. A transformation within ourselves, inside our minds or our hearts, can help us with the outside change that we need to deal with. This past week, I had a couple of visits with folks that reminded me about some of the most difficult and painful changes that people can experience. As I visit with people in hospital and at home, I was reminded that so many of the changes we deal with are brought on by crises. Events and circumstances beyond our control, whether it's an accident or a health crisis or something that happens in our workplace or our family. With crisis changes, we are generally left scrambling, both externally and internally, to adjust to the new reality that is surprising us. And even if we try to find the new insight, the new perspective that will help us to deal with it, that's a lot easier to say than it is to do, right? Whether it's a heart attack or a relationship breaking down or whatever the crisis, the change in our perspective and gaining new awareness can help, but it's still so hard. There's no surefire antidote to the crises in our lives. No easy answer that can take away the pain of all the difficult changes in our lives. Jeremy, I'll ask you to switch to the next slide. But one of the things that can help us deal with change, whether it comes by crisis, chance, or choice, is to seek out the inner change that Jesus teaches us about. Our scripture this week invites us to remember the baptism of Jesus. As Jesus began his work of healing and teaching about the kingdom of God, he presented himself for baptism, an external, visible ritual that signifies deep transformation. Baptism is an outside ritual signaling an inside change. It shows that we are changing from the inside out. And John talked about that, how he was doing external baptism, but Jesus would bring a change from the inside out. As followers of Jesus, we are changed constantly from the inside out. Transformation does not start with the action of change itself, but a willingness within our own spirits to lean into the life path that is calling to us. It means we give our consent or acceptance of being led by God's Spirit. Part of the symbolism of baptism is that we die to the old, harmful patterns in our lives, and we trust that we are raised to new life. When we invite and accept a change that involves a kind of surrender to God, it can make a big difference in our reactivity to the really difficult changes in our lives. Committing ourselves to following Jesus initiates spiritual changes as we decide to lean into the kind of change that will bring more health to ourselves, to our relationships, and to our communities. It is Jesus and the Holy Spirit who works in and through us that will change us from the inside out. This is not a mere cleansing with water on the outside, but it's an inside job. In our willingness to truly encounter and engage with Jesus, we will be changed. And as we experience the living Christ in everything around us, in our lifetimes, we are invited into the kind of change, the kind of transformation that will bring about renewed spirit and vitality within us and therefore around us. And it's that growing connection that can help us find peace in the midst of the storms of our lives. It doesn't, of course, mean that all the changes in our lives become easy. We don't automatically find deep serenity regardless of the crises in our lives, no. But as we allow God to transform us, as we learn to grow and follow in the way of Christ, we can find new peace in the midst of all the changes. Thanks be to God.